Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. I give my stage characters very little backstory, because for me, when the lights go up, I want the audience plunged into the Passover question of why is this night different from all other nights. That doesn't mean I don't give antecedents for what I have my characters do, but backstory, a fake biography made up to give past tense reasons for present tense actions, boils things down to psychological realism, a narrow backstory itself, which argues that the way we are is, well, just the way we are because of human nature. Bollocks. Human nature is an ideological argument, not a biological one. It's an argument made to justify keeping things as they are, which for us means the way power is set up under this regime of American capitalism. More to the point about writing plays, using this notion of human nature as the basis for building stage characters constricts the storytelling to personality and individuality and personal responsibility, which cheapens all the outside forces that connect a real human to history and, in the case of our capitalism, to captivity. Writers who write so that audiences lose themselves in individuated character, otherwise known as backstory, are ideological writers, whether they consider themselves that or not. Knowing this and taking it to heart will allow writers to access a different kind of richness than what passes for richness of characters these days. The writer can put personages on stage that are intersections in a large web called the world as it is today, not isolated worldlets hovering in single isolated orbits of individuality. If we write from this different sense of fullness, a kind of Zen amnesia where we forget what we know in order to find out what we know, if we become shallow, in other words, there's a chance that our writing can help emancipate people from this brutal failure called capitalism. And that's the front story of why my characters don't have backstories. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!